This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I have a very cold, and curious and whingy, peaty mini schnauzer sitting on my lap as I'm podcasting at home, and he's like, why am I talking so much? Well, mate, I told you to sit somewhere else. Either way, you have myself and Mr. Peaty on the show today. I want to talk today about something that I have definitely noticed in many conversations I've had with adults that have got to a certain stage in their life, and they have lost passion. It's like they have really lost the drive that they used to, like maybe the enthusiasm that they used to. It's almost like the young, bushy-tailed, bright-eyed individual they used to be is like a faint memory. And one of the most fascinating things that I've seen with this is there's two things that come to mind with this type of individual that struggles with this, right? And like, at one stage, they probably were like a really keen and eager a business person or a sports person or in their chosen endeavor. And they got into almost be like cynical in some degree, or even if not cynical, maybe just more pessimistic. And I think there's cynicism and pessimism have a role to play in any healthy individual. If everything is optimistic, then that's really negative around negativity, right? So it's sort of, it's a pessimistic worldview of pessimism, and that's not very optimistic. You can see the wordplay, but it's true. So the two things that I found really interesting is that often these individuals had somewhat like lustrous goals when they were younger. They had goals. They had this sort of like gusto within them to want to try and achieve these goals. And they had the sort of, that energy, the enthusiasm, they kind of linked to being youthful. One of the challenges is that they've either come and actually achieved the goals and thought that they'll be much happier when they had the goals, but nothing kind of changed. Therefore, it was like, what's the point? Or at some point, they kind of gave up on their goals. Well, I'm not going to get there anyway, so what's the point in trying? And, I mean, there could be a heap of other variations within that as well, but at the core of it, they kind of just recognize that it's too far away. It's too far away, or it's not realistic, or I've already achieved what I want. Nah, there's nothing else that I really want. But the key thing here is that if we don't have a target to aim for, then we've got no reason to take our shot. Now, take that analogy however you want to take that analogy. Excuse me, Peter. That's enough. No licks. But the reality is that if we do not have something, and this is the BHAG, hey, the big, hairy, audacious goal. Like, if we don't have something that does excite us, that does encourage us to work harder for something, to actually live for something, then we end up living for nothing. And that's the whole idea of dying for nothing, because we just die over time. But we didn't actually get to live. We didn't actually get to live with purpose. And often these people can, because they've over time taken on this sort of cynical or pessimistic worldview, is that they go, well, I don't have any passion. It's like, no, and you don't when you're born either, really. Over time, by doing things, you learn what interests you and what you care about. And this was what makes you you. It's what makes you unique. And so one of the powerful things for all of us is to be patient with ourselves and to fuck the command because it is a command that we embed of, I don't know, right? To fuck that off and actually let it be a question of, what could I be passionate about? What could I enjoy if I allowed myself? You know, these types of questions actually open up possibility rather than close off possibility. And so when, as soon as we close off possibility, that's the end of the conversation for our brain. But we unlock parts of our brain by asking questions. And so when we can change that, I don't know, what excites me and all that sort of stuff to, you know, what could I do that would allow me to feel like my day was completely worth it, right? These kind of questions that we can reshape allow us to actually decide what our own purpose is and what's worthy to work towards. And that's the key thing. And goals aren't just something that you do once. They're something that you continually work on. You continually pull away, define, and then you pull it apart and you define, and you shift your gears and you shift the sails just a little bit as you get to know yourself better and as you work towards the goal. That is completely fine. And I've said this a million times before, it actually is a million, that's now 1,000,001, that 8-year-old you doesn't know what 30-year-old you wants. And so if you're 30 years old still trying to get what you wanted when you were 8, maybe it's just time to review what you want, because maybe that's not what you want. Maybe what you want has more to do with your father or your mother, because as an 8-year-old, you don't care about a career, you care about other things, so to speak. And that's just the worldview that we have at that stage of development, right? So the first thing there is, for all of us, is to actually go back and work on our goals. Not just set them, to actively want to work on them and to work on them. That's really important. Actively want to work on them, right? If somebody comes to me wanting to do some developmental or performance work on, let's just say, on their mindset, they have to want to do the changes. They can't go, I don't really want to, make me want to. I'm like, I can't, it's not my fucking job, right? You have to be able to see the pain of not doing and build up this pain to a point where you're like, I have to fucking do something. So one is really making sure that you're defining a target. The second thing, which is really interesting, is self-belief. And I spoke a lot of yesterday about self-confidence, self-esteem, self-value, self-worth. I touched on self-belief, but it is actually believing in yourself. It's so fucking crucial, because other people believing in you doesn't mean shit if you don't believe in yourself. To back yourself, and so this is to completely trust yourself, right? And I have talked this to many people, and they're like, no, I think I know I'll be okay if I don't achieve X. I just don't like that. I just don't want to deal with the pain. It's like, because you don't trust yourself to deal with the pain of failing or whatever the term may be, rejection. It's 100% knowing that regardless of the external outcome, you will be okay. You are in safe hands because you are in charge of your life, right? This is really crucial. This self-belief for all of us is absolutely crucial. And so with it, it's like literally life insurance. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, fucking back yourself. You are there is absolutely no reason why you should not double down on your value as a human being to be able to move towards the things that are important to you. You don't need to wait for evidence to start believing in yourself. Look at the potential within and start knowing, like, and self-belief isn't like, oh, I believe I'll succeed on the first time. Self-belief is, I'm going to keep getting up and keep moving forward no matter what. I'm going to be hard to kill. I'm going to be hard to beat because I believe that I deserve what's coming for me, right? And that's a key thing there, is actually believing that you deserve what you want. Because if you don't believe that you deserve what you want, it ain't fucking coming for you. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you did find this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me. If you pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, jump on Facebook and search the Mood Prep community and come and join the conversation in there. I'd love to see you in there. Otherwise, team, that's me done for today. I am out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. And Petey says, fare thee well. Ciao. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.